This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired a meeting with Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and National Security Advisor Ajit Doval at his residence in New Delhi yesterday. CDS Anil Chauhan and chiefs of three services also attended the meeting. The meeting was held in the wake of the Pahalgam terror attack. Later, RSS Chief Mohan Bhagwat also met Prime Minister at his residence in New Delhi. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar received a call from UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres and appreciated his unequivocal condemnation of the terrorist attack in Pahalgam. During the conversation, they agreed on the importance of accountability. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that India has resolved that the perpetrators, planners and backers of this attack are brought to justice. BJP has sharply reacted to an image shared by Congress on its social media handle targeting Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Briefing media in New Delhi, party spokesperson Gaurav Bhatia alleged that Congress is trying to weaken the country through such post in this crucial time after the Pahalgam terror attack. Mr. Bhatia alleged that Congress is giving message to Pakistan that it is with Islamabad.
देश के प्रधानमंत्री जो चट्टान है सुरक्षा की भारत के लिए हर नागरिक के लिए उस चट्टान को तोड़ने का प्रयास कर रहे हैं कांग्रेसी आज और बड़ी जिम्मेदारी से मैं कहता हूं राहुल गांधी के कहने पे ऐसे पोस्ट किए जाते हैं जो पूरे देश को शर्मसार तो करते ही हैं लेकिन पीड़ा देते हैं.
Congress had shared an image on its social media handle attacking the Prime Minister. Later, the Congress removed the controversial post from its social media handle. Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis has announced 50 lakh rupees financial assistance for families of victims from the state in the Pahalgam terror attack. As a cabinet meeting in Mumbai, the government also assured educational and job support for victims' families, including a government job for Asavri Jagdale, daughter of Santosh Jagdale, who died in the attack. Supreme Court Judge Justice Bhushan Ramkrishna Gawai will be the next Chief Justice of India. Union Minister of Law and Justice Arjun Ram Meghwal said that President Draupadi Murmu has appointed Justice Gawai as the next Chief Justice of India and his appointment will be effective from 14th of May. Justice Gawai will be the 52nd Chief Justice. He will succeed Chief Justice Sanjeev Khanna, whose tenure will end on 13th of next month. In West Bengal, at least 14 people were killed in a fire that broke out in a hotel near Phalpati Machua in central Kolkata last night. Police said 14 bodies have been recovered and several people have been rescued. The fire incident took place at around 8:15 p.m. The cause of the fire is yet to be ascertained. A special team has also been formed to investigate the incident. Earlier, Union Minister and West Bengal BJP President Sukanta Majumdar had urged the state administration to rescue the affected immediately and called for stricter monitoring of fire safety measures to prevent such tragic incidents in the future. US President Donald Trump has said that talks with India on tariffs are going great and the two countries will reach a trade agreement soon. The U.S. president informed this to reporters outside the White House last night ahead of a rally in Michigan. Earlier this week, U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent also informed that India could be one of the first to sign a trade deal with the U.S., though he did not provide any further details. The Chardham Yatra will begin today in Uttarakhand with the opening of the portals of Gangotri and Yamunotri Dam in the Uttarkashi district.
कर लो चारो धाम मिलेंगे कृष्ण मिलेंगे राम
कर लो चारो धाम मिलेंगे कृष्ण मिलेंगे राम.
After 6 months of winter residence in Mukba village, the plankton of goddess Ganga was sent off for Gangotri Dham yesterday. Cricket has been retained for Asian Games 2026 while mixed martial arts is set to make its debut at the continental meet. The Asian Games 2026 are scheduled to be held in Japan. And that is the end of this news bulletin.